Jeremy, congratulations, Team Belgium champions, Motocross of Nations, yourself dropping down to the MX2. How was it?
You know, it was tough, you know, because I only had 2 weeks to prepare myself from the MX1 bike to the MX2. But I felt good. First moto, I was like a little bit nervous, so I was top five all the time, but I dropped down seventh. It was okay. I felt good for the second moto, but then I went down with some rider in my wheel, and I had to work my ass off from 34 till 7 again. And I rode some awesome lap times second moto, and to me, you know, on the MX2 bike, I'm pretty proud, you know, so was good, and I'm happy about my riding.
How was the bike itself? Was it like a full modded? Like, did you have a lot of test? Like, you didn't have much testing time, but was it fast? Was it good?
Or? Yeah, the bike was from Butt Racing Kawasaki, you know, so it's a team from the GPs, and the bike was really good, and I really need to thank those guys, the work they did, and the bike was running really good.
How long into the race did you know you won? When did they tell you?
You know, I was down there in the pit lane, and we was like on top all the time, so it was just okay, so America
you,
came
so
back,
USA
came back, and also Tony went to the front, so the points were getting less and less, so was really nervous, and I could not watch anymore the last three laps, because, you know, as a kid, you dream about to win the Nations, and last year we were so close, but then I broke the bike, and like every year we have something, like this year again with Clément. He dislocated his shoulder, and you know, we all thought this is it, it's over again. But we put ourselves together and was good.
Ken had a so-so first moto, but in that last moto, he really rode well.
Yeah, he worked really hard, and I'm proud of him. He did it awesome, and he fought it till the last lap, and that brought us the win.
Great. Well, hey, great job. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thanks, Steve.